Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Juan Pizarro. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Ashburn picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Ashburn. May moves to third. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Braves. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pizarro for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tapp moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Tapp moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to second. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Thomas moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for El Tap. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will strikes out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Cardwell reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is hit by the pitch. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Grady Hatton. Al Heist pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Zimmer moves to second. Ron Pitch now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. Zimmer moves to third. Heist moves to second. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pitch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.